I'm a multifaceted boss.
I'm a creator boss.
I am a live video boss.
I'm a karate boss.
I am a blog boss.
I am a business boss.
Education boss.
I am a diverse academic boss babe.
She's evolving.
She's determined.
She's a boss.
And this is She's in a Pod.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We back.
Back with another episode. So...
Welcome back,
See Up Sisters. It's your girl Bianca.
It's your girl Jenny.
And it's Shade or Sade, whichever one floats your boat.
That's right.
How's everyone doing? How are you guys? How's your week been? What's new? Tell us what's new, actually.
What is new? Child?
What's new with you guys? Don't sound so deflated. Life is good.
I feel like I've just been worse. You know what? I'm more hopeful now that things are starting to open.
Because things are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is how everyone behaves, so we don't have to be, like, get thrown back inside.
Yeah, I saw something today. So a girl went to Soho. She thought it's fine. They all wear masks. She tested positive the next day.
Oh my god.
So please stay safe, kid.
Stay
safe. Yeah, god, man.
Just because you're going out doesn't mean it's gone.
Be crazy. Yeah. Even Shoreditch, I've heard the queues are just crazy. Everyone's screaming their head off. And I knew I was going to get like this because I was so excited. Yeah, to go out. And now I'm just like, oh, I can't be arsed.
Yeah. But we are prepping though. I mean, we've got tickets to some like really cool
DLT.
Yes, DLT. The struggle was real, I'm glad we got
it. It's warfare. Getting tickets for that thing. It is spiritual warfare. Getting tickets for DLT. Okay.
Oh my god.
Bruh, it actually gives me anxiety. Yeah, like, no. It gives me so much because you're trying to do everything in the time. Yes. You think in that small space.
The one for
the
May 31st, I refreshed on my phone continually. It would come up.
I was on my laptop, but the tablet and my phone.
Yeah, and it still didn't work.
I had to
just say, there must be more day parties than just DLT. The struggles is not. It doesn't make sense.
There are more, but for some reason, DLT have their foot in there with the influencers with the people that are. So that's what everyone wants to be, just what I'm saying. They have that influence.
It's the Twitter.
Other ones,
so
yeah.
We'll be there.
I haven't aged in a long time. My A's are ready.
Jen will be there May 31st. Yeah. I'm glad you were able to get some.
And we're there May 3rd. So I need to find something to wear, child.
The July 31st one, when everything's actually open, I don't care how. We must get the ticket.
If we even have to, we have to break in like wireless first. Yeah. We will.
I'll actually pay a hacker to hack into Eventbrite that I'm there and I can see the tickets before they're released. I will tell someone to hack into it because it's not me that's going to carry last again.
No, DLT.
But
it's fine. We'll do our early day parties.
Exactly.
GLT, others. Girls like this.
Yeah.
Hey, come
on, you know. GLT, girls steal that. Hashtag CAP.
Yes.
And all. Congratulations to our competition winners as well.
Yes, we can't wait to brunch with y'all.
I've been to Dirty Bones. It is a vibe. So
it was your recommendation, Shawnee. So we're holding you
It's nice. So make sure you look cute because it's gonna be a vibe.
And I can't wait. You guys. Clink with y'all.
I know. Yeah, clink gang.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It is.
That was to celebrate our 2-year anniversary. So
Oh my Pod is where we discuss something like, oh my gosh, it got everyone talking, or it's just something really strange and interesting. So for this one, it's all around the topics about going back to your ex. Okay. I'm sure you already know what I'm alluding to.
Jay Huss.
Jen, do you know what you're saying?
Yeah, I do. I'm a bit slow, sorry.
Is it Loz? Is that her name?
It is Loz, yeah.
It is Loz, yeah. I don't know if that's her name.
She's pregnant for him
and everyone was so confused because she made it seem like she didn't want anything to do with him. So
this is why I don't believe, when people talk all that smack on social media, because deep down, behind the scenes, they're writing that tweet and the next to them in bed.
How long were they broken up for? A couple years. So maybe they've grown,
she was saying all this stuff recently. Like, I'm sure it was over the past couple of months. Over the past year that don't associate me with him. She was even going through an entanglement with someone else, I think. So it just goes to show that, I'm sorry, I would never be comfortable with a partner of mine still talking to the ex. I don't care if you lot say you're still cordial, you're just friends, nah. Because you've been there. There's been that kind of chemistry between you two. I don't want that, any risk of that potentially rising again.
Have you ever, because I'm not going to lie yet, I can put my hands up and say, I've sometimes been that person that only really gets rid of exes or gets rid of people when I have someone else in my life.
That's not good.
Because it's not that I've always done that, but it's that. I can't explain it. It's not like we've had an entanglement in any way or that we're still involved. But I'm like, okay, there's no harm right now because I'm single. There's no harm in having that friendship or relationship. If it didn't end in a bad way.
I was going to say,
if it ended in a bad way, that's different. But once I meet someone, whatever, I do believe that it's inappropriate to then continue a relationship. Even if you're friends, I still feel like...
Even a friendship?
Yeah, I do feel like it's inappropriate. Because for me personally...
Especially if they were an ex-ex.
Or even if you were physically intimate with them, I just don't think it's appropriate.
Then that's a problem. There just has to be boundaries. I wouldn't be comfortable.
Yeah, I wouldn't be comfortable with my boyfriend saying
that. Oh yeah, he's friends with, you know, an ex of his.
It's an interesting topic. Anyways, we'll leave that one there.
But yeah, so that's the sitch. So yeah, the Oh My Pod is that Loz is pregnant for Jay Huss, and the memes took me out. Someone said that imagine trying to cuss Jay Huss' kid, you wake up as a pencil.
I saw that one.
How Jay Huss says he does juju and all of that.
Yeah.
So the memes are too funny, and that's what makes me love Twitter and love the internet.
I've been more active on Twitter lately.
Yeah.
I'm preferring Twitter more a little bit lately to Instagram.
We're going to speak about that today in our topic because we need to talk about
branding and finding your niche and just talking about like what our do's and don'ts, what we've learned over the past couple of years when it comes to developing our brand 100%. Because it's been a journey.
It's not been easy at all.
Two years.
We're still small girls in the game, but we've learned a lot. I think a part of us learning is also the fact that we're not only growing as a brand, but we grow as women.
Mm-hmm.
So when we grow as people and as women, our wants and needs change. Do you know what I mean? And then you kind of adjust that in other areas of your life, not just business, but other areas. So
yeah
girls, I mean, should we start off by talking about CIAP's journey?
Should we take it back?
I wish I'll do the rewind sound. Is that
like, yeah, edit that in. Yeah. So September 2018.
Yeah, yeah. So that's when we start. Well, that's when it was initiated.
The idea was by Bianca.
It was conceived. Yeah. And then I think once we finally got everyone on board,
mm-hmm.
we met, I think it was like January, that following year, so January 2019.
I remember that clearly.
And we were in Costa Coffee in Stratford.
Yeah.
And we sat and we, bearing in mind as well, we didn't know each other like that.
We knew each other on social media.
So we had our meeting and I think we were able to.
We had like our laptop.
I remember we still got a picture. We got a picture. We can post the picture when we put versus this episode comes out.
Good idea.
Yeah, like we started from there at the time. Because obviously now the end of 2019, beginning of 2020 that I started like my branding journey.
Mm-hmm.
But then I knew little bits here and there and I knew that I was a bit of a perfectionist and picky,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really know all the ins and outs of, okay, this is, you know, this is how you should do this and this is what you should do first and stuff like that. So I do kind of feel like when we chose our colours and our logos, it was kind of just like, oh, what we liked.
I also liked it for the brand too.
I feel like it was in line. I feel like that was just a coincidence that it was kind of in line with the fact of like our audience and who we were going for. But I don't know if we were super intentional about like our visuals and stuff like that, like the visual part of our branding when we first started out. I think we just wanted it. One thing we did know is we wanted it to be good quality.
So that's
why we had the photo shoot and we had everything made. But I don't know if it was it needs to be branding, it needs to be in, we weren't thinking that deep.
But I remember when we were thinking about our logo, because I still have those sketches.
Oh my god!
Because you know, we knew that, okay, after we decided it was She's
Who made those
pod,
sketches?
I remember. And I was just sketching out ideas.
There's one crazy one that I did with an actual pod. And I remember Bianca was like, nah, this isn't gonna work.
Sounds like me.
Literally.
Sounds like me, to be honest.
Yeah, like so many sketches. I remember going back and forth. We had the group chat.
Yeah.
I think that's for me anyways, that's when it started becoming real.
Okay.
Like when we were actually putting things in place.
Yeah. I always find it interesting like how things literally come from just an idea just into a whole idea. Thing.
We started from actual peas in a pod. Even the name, even the She's in a Pod literally name. People love our name. But you don't know that we started with like, oh, should we do three she's in a pod? Should
a
we
lot.
Do was, peas in a pod? Our logo, we legit had like pictures of actual peas in a pod.
Oh, Jesu, please. It's too it was a lot. So, we moved through it. But that's the realities of the inception, like the first developing stages, and to be honest, you go through those stages still throughout.
Absolutely,
but it's just
because even recently, we went
through that again.
A whole exactly. brand change,
but it was a different. We had it with a different mindset, with a different goal,
longevity,
you know what I mean?
In
with the experience and etc. and a little
age
bit more
as well,
exactly. So there was that. But like, what do you guys think are the important things to consider when you're starting a brand, like developing? Do you think you have to consider how much money you have? Do you think like visuals? Because for me, one thing I've noticed, especially working in branding, people jump to logo straight away. I'm like, please just take a few steps back first. They don't even know what their goals are. They don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. And it is the excitement, like of just being seen. Mm-hmm. It's that excitement of being seen. But what do you guys think from what you've done? Because obviously you had your
Inspire London,
and also you've got Sasa. And you guys do different things. So what would you say you've learned? Like, and what do you think is,
I think for me, the most important thing, especially at the beginning as well, because I was doing other things as well, was really how this would fit into like my current lifestyle as well.
Okay,
just because, like you said, people jump into like, I mean, not that it's not necessary to think about the logo, but there's, bigger things as well about, time management. Can you actually spend the time to work on this alongside other things as well. Money was also a factor that I thought about. And I think that's why I took so long at the beginning, because I needed to see, you almost have to see the bigger picture, because I didn't want to disappoint.
Come in with the expectations. Because
at the end of the day, especially when you're working with other people, if it was just me doing it, okay, I might have just started earlier, trial and error, if it doesn't work, then fair enough. But now
you're accountable to other people.
I have two other people that I'm working with.
So
and
true.
If I'm now... 3 months in saying, oh, I don't want to do it anymore.
It affects everyone else.
So that's also one thing that I would suggest, like plan everything out and just have an idea of how this would fit into what you're currently doing.
That's really good, because I definitely didn't. I was just, with me, I'm a very, that sounds good, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Say yes now and think later.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you both are not like that, because I feel like if it was a case where most of the things I'm just like, yes, let's do it, let's do collab with this person, you may have, made some really bad, rushed decisions.
Yeah.
So 100%. It's really good to have a balance, because I don't really think like that, but it's a very, how
it's
you
also
should
good
because
I think that, but it, that's but then, good, but also the way you think is good, because sometimes
it just gets
people like
moving.
Us, we think
delay.
Too much,
and
we overthink, and then I think the balance is good to have that. Sometimes just take the risk and do it, but other times you have to sit and actually think, okay, do you know what I mean? Or to think for a certain amount of time where it's like, okay, it's taking too long now, like stop overthinking, just make the decision. So I think that's really important. So like, what about you, Sade? What do you feel like you've had to consider, or what you knew then or versus what you know now about what you needed to start a brand? What things you have to consider?
For me, I think it's definitely the why.
Yes.
So really understanding why you want to start 100%. Your brand, why you want to start your...
That's the core of it, isn't
passion
it?
Project. Like why? Because... Mm. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
There are so many... No idea is original.
Oh,
you want to start a fashion thing. You want to start an inspiration page. You want to start a careers development space. You want to start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of others.
And
just tap it in Google.
We were thinking about that as well.
We
like,
were just like,
so many other podcasts.
And this was how many years ago? 2 years ago. Imagine now where there's actually... No, in fact,
there's
3 years
so
ago, technically, 2018. Now
there wasn't many
more. There wasn't even that many when it was back in... When we thought about it in September 2018.
Yeah.
Mm. But now, imagine. So...
Literally
if
thousands.
You lose that why, you will get sucked into, oh gosh, there's so many others.
Yeah.
Because I get, I've told you guys how I felt. I have my frustration sometimes, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And we'll talk about that in part two anyway. But yeah, for me, I think definitely the why is like what I would say
is the core
to developing any brand.
100%.
Yeah.
Especially your personal, like your something you're, that you're doing personally. Yeah. It's so
that
important.
That will help you stay in it longer.
It will keep you going. Yeah.
And even because naturally when building a brand or business, it's going to be highs and lows naturally. Yeah, but what keeps you going,
peaks
what fuels
trust.
that you know, drive to keep going is what your why is and what, you know, what you're hoping to achieve at the end of it. So, what about you, Yanka?
I would say... One of the things, the downfalls of like having a brand, one of the things that can be a downfall of having a brand or a business or a personal brand is if you romanticize everything. Because I tell you something for free, yeah? Like, it's not going to be all hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have this picture of how everything's going to be when we're starting out and we're writing it down and we've got the logo and the colors and this, that. Listen, if you are that person that romanticizes, you're going to have to work on bringing yourself back down to earth a little bit because you will be disappointed constantly and you probably will stop. You probably won't be consistent. At some point you'll be like, forget this. So I would just say also, it's not necessarily about the outside stuff, but also how you are as a person, like your character.
Yeah.
If it's something you can withstand and again, like doing stuff like this, it actually builds character. It builds tenacity and
resilience. Absolutely.
And resilience.
I
would agree with Sade. Is two things, your why and your who. If you are focused on those things, why is, well, again, why you're doing it. And the why, if it's not genuine, it ain't gonna last. And you're gonna definitely get like swayed a lot. And you're gonna just go whichever way the wind blows. And your who is like who you're doing it for. Because if you focus on that, sometimes your who isn't 1 million people. Sometimes your who is 1,000 people. Sometimes your who is 20 people.
20 people, yeah.
So if you are focused on that, then I think, you know, yeah, that to me is the important things when developing a brand.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of others, but I think those are things to start with.
Did you guys, I mean, just, I guess, speaking about She's in the Pod, did you know how much money we needed to spend on this?
Hell to no.
Because that's just the reality. Some people don't talk about this.
It's so true. I love that you asked that question, Jim, because no. At the beginning, I just thought,
in the beginning,
yeah, we'll
sorry.
Just wait. What song is that?
Do you not know the meme? In the beginning,
yeah, no. That. It's a meme.
Yeah. Insert meme here. Here. So, in the beginning, I didn't think of. I just thought we record an episode. Remember, we even recorded on the laptops.
Yeah, that's how we started.
Myself, on Audacity, and then released it exactly in Jen's house on her table. I remember that in her room.
Yeah,
and then. Like we progressed to the studio because obviously we wanted better sound and stuff, which is amazing and it's paid off. But it's all money. Everything is money.
It's coins.
From
you just need to change every month. Coming out your bank card.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop sending me alerts, but I have that saving, that Plum app where you save. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Every time I have direct debits for you on a monthly basis that I send to you. I just set it up so it comes to my account on a certain day.
Okay.
And I'm just like, bruh, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Just but at the same time, do you think as much as we didn't think it was going to cost as much, like I think we, especially I'll say to Jen in the car, the past year, I feel like the first year was like we were just finding our feet and kind of the last year has been like, okay, we feel like we've found ourselves more as a brand, and that's where like the money has come in, the events, the you know all that stuff, the studio, all of this stuff that we paid for, the rebranding, everything, the website that we paid for. There's so many things that you don't realize people pay for in the background that is just like paid ads, all that kind of stuff, right?
This is it. People just think it just comes.
That it's worth it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you think you get
ROI,
return
on investment.
Do you think
I definitely think it's worth it. Yeah. I think it would be good when it starts to pay off more in terms of
cash,
revenue
coins.
Back.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
100%.
But it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, I think without it, we probably wouldn't be
where we are.
Level. 100%. Money helps. But also, because I definitely wanted to, on that subject, let's talk about creativity versus money. Because you have the budget and stuff like that. And we, in the beginning, we weren't spending as much money, but we were doing what we could with what we can. I must say that because of like amazing places like Canva,
Fiverr,
all these places that we're able to use at a really low rate. You know, we pay monthly subscriptions for certain things of Canva and stuff like that. And what else we do Mavic subscriptions for? Canva.
That's
and
it.
Wiz. Well, but we play that on Wix is yearly.
Oh, yes, Wix. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, our website.
Yeah,
yes.
Website.
Go to our website, yearly. By the way, if you haven't checked it out, it's amazing.
Subscribe.
Yeah. It's one of the best subscribe. Websites you'll ever see. Plug, plug.
It's like, but creativity versus money, because I genuinely believe that all of us are creative in our own ways. Mm-hmm. And I honestly feel like if we didn't have that, I think there's, I can't explain it, because I do feel like if we had the budget,
mm-hmm.
we could buy what we've been doing, just in that sense. However, like as much as it costs money, I ain't rich. Mm, I can't have hundreds of, do you know what I mean? I can't be paying graphic designers. And I don't have all that money.
Mm.
So is there, sometimes you're like, do you know what? I'm grateful that I have. Sometimes is the creativity that you have or the skills you have actually worth more than the money? Than or do you money. Feel like they're equally,
I see what you mean.
They're equally as important?
Because someone that isn't creative, quote unquote, could pay for that creativity.
Exactly. Like I saw a reel, sorry to interrupt you, but I saw a reel on the Break Social.
Okay.
And it was basically, it was like, oh, introducing you to all the members of my team. And it was the same person, photographer, inventory. Like it was like, because you know, it's just you.
Love that.
And I was like, if that's the amazing thing about creative people, is that you can literally just tap into parts, you can play multiple parts. And that's, again, you can save as much as you might tire. Mm. Like you might be tired in the beginning stages of your brand where you're developing it. You're really able to not develop yourself. Because I honestly also believe that even though you do have the money, it's good to be able to know how to do certain things.
You should, to have the fundamentals still.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's interesting because I'm very much...
Pay someone.
Yeah.
Outsource. Outsource queen.
I am like, oh, please, let me pay for convenience. Let me give direction to someone. Okay. And let me pay for someone who knows what they're doing to do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, will I really need to do this?
Does that depend on how much though? Is there like
a
limit?
Of course. And that's my thing. Yeah. If I had the money, I would be paying for most things.
Yeah.
I would be like, guys, let's get ourselves a publicist.
Yeah.
Let's get ourselves someone who's going to, you know, do up our page for us. Do a content creation schedule
for us.
We'll
have that one day.
Amen. Of course, it's coming. These are the grinding years. That's why it's just like everything is a journey and it's beautiful to narrate the journey. But yeah, I'm very much a pay for convenience type of girl. When I get the money, of course. Because
I would say, like, definitely for those that are just starting out in their brand, like, I mean, we'll talk about the advice part at the end, but I definitely believe try and develop your creative skills. Even if there's something small you see in yourself, develop it, because you never know when you're going to need that for your brand. Trust me.
Exactly.
Like, and I've even seen, I think She's in the Pod has a massive part to play in how, in my creativity.
Amazing.
And how,
as a
creative person, how I've been able to develop my creative skills over the years. If She's in the Pod weren't there, I don't know if I would have, my skills would have been developed at this pace, maybe eventually.
No,
but before we do the shoes of that, was it USP we wanted to talk about? Like, what?
Your unique. What yes, your niche. Niche. Ooh, this your is a big one because this is hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
It's hard to, do you know what? It's hard to figure out what your niche is once you've already started. I think if it's a case where you've got the idea, you know exactly what you want your niche to be, that really specific thing, then it's easy to kind of run with it. Of course, it can change, it can expand. Like I know brands that started off with a certain niche and they've kind of evolved and grown.
Yeah.
But it's harder to figure out your niche once you've been going. Like with
some
us,
people are lucky.
You know, I guess transparency with us, we're finding it now, but we didn't always have
what it was. Yeah,
exactly. Like know what that niche was at the beginning.
And you know what? I must say this as well. Yeah, people really get, when I've like spoken to people when it comes to finding a USP, they get really frustrated because they feel like their USP has to be the only one that exists in the world.
It has to be different.
They can't. Yeah. It can't. Like you are going to have
because that's what I feel like.
You're going to have other things in common with other people. It just, I always kind of recommend, okay, look at your space, look at where you're serving, and like community wise, like, you know, geographically, where you're serving, are there any businesses or brands that are serving that same purpose and that have exactly the same USP. So sometimes you can't think about it from the scale of the whole country or scale of the whole world or the scale of even your city sometimes, depending like London, a place like London. You have to kind of narrow that down and say, okay, where can I serve that may be missing that specific USP? It doesn't mean that USP doesn't exist. It just means that in this area, it doesn't exist and this is where I'm going to serve it.
Right.
So, and I think that's what makes people like, oh, I can't think of one.
Yeah.
It's like, there's going to be people that have the same thing as you. So I think it's not being hard on yourself with that, but more focusing on where you can take the USP that other people have and bring it to other areas that they don't serve or other people that they don't serve.
Yeah, and there's a really good exercise. I think you asked us about what does that person look like?
What do they do? Where do they go? How do they dress? How do they talk?
So I think it's really good. I think
people actually, some people are lucky enough that if they don't have a niche in the beginning, that who they attract dictates their niche. Some people are like some brands change over the time because they notice that they attract a certain type of people. And it's like, okay,
and then they run
I'm figuring it out and they run with it. And so they can change and adjust their brand.
Because
so
also, if, I'm just going to say another part of, you know, developing your brand is being willing to be flexible and change. Don't be too rigid.
Try things out. You got to.
That's how you grow and evolve. You know, look at all these brands that are now huge now. I'm sure they only, Amazon, they only started with books. Now there's no industry where you find Amazon.
All she did was this bandage dresses. Do you remember those bandage dresses?
I remember. Now she's got like a whole thing. They do loungewear now. They do like they've evolved because you have to. So you have to be willing to.
Also constantly paying attention to the needs of your audience. You realize that they there's a lot more that they want from you. And if they can get it all in one place, you know, if it's relevant, then of course, let's, you know, let's do it. But
absolutely.
Should we move on to our
She's All That? You want to do that one?
Yeah. So but She's All That is no one famous. It's just my friends. I'm going to do my friends.
Lovely.
The reason
that's
why I'm doing
love.
That is because it's more so a representation. So I want to do two friends, my friend Julianne and my friend Casey, because they are both single mothers. And it, I know it's been incredibly hard for single mothers during this pandemic. Honestly, being at home with the kids, I know it's on and off. You don't know whether they're coming, they're going, whether they're allowed at school or not. It's just been hard. My friend Julianne, she is a single mother of three children.
Wow. That still shocks and me because she
She looks amazing. And then Casey, my friend, she's a single mother. She's got a daughter. And just the way they're so intentional, they've been so intentional about even putting their kids first during a time where everyone's struggling with everything, whether it's finances, whether it's mental health, whether it's just feeling claustrophobic in your house. So if this is really a shout out to all mums during this time and
even
parents.
Do you know what? I even want to shout out one of my friends, Hannah, who's also a single mum. And I'm her baby's goddaughter.
Hey, god baby.
So this is the first time I feel so privileged. She's such a beautiful angel. I just give a shout out to her because it's like they're homeschooling, making sure they're on Zoom classes, making sure they're still getting out exercise, getting fresh air. I just don't know how they do it because I feel like sometimes I can't even look after myself, talk to another person, and that's what I respect about them is that
you know, because let's be honest, I don't know every single parent has. Some people, parents are just like, hey, just take the iPad and go.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? And that's okay because do what
sometimes,
you can.
Sometimes,
you know
of course.
It's
you've
okay.
Got to have a break
but
as well.
When I see those mums and parents who are just every day getting up and being intentional, I just think it's absolutely amazing. So shout out to, really, this is saying shout out to Hannah, Casey, Julianne, but really shout out to all the mums and all the parents. Over the past year, we know it's been very hard for you guys. So, and also to the new parents, because that must have been quite hard during the pandemic. Just a shout out to y'all.
And also, I just want to mention the Mama Drama podcast as well. They're two women who have young children as well. And they also talk about, like, you know, relatable stuff.
The realities
of being a mother during this time. So make sure you check them out.
Definitely. We'll make sure we'll tag them or maybe post a snippet of one of the episodes or something so you guys can see on our stories.
That's a good idea.
Or feed. So part two, I want to talk about like the sexy versus unsexy work because this is like what I was saying before and it references what I said before about, you know, not if you romance someone that romanticizes everything, it's going to be very hard for you to do the unsexy work because there's been times where I'm like, oh, this is dead. I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, what? Like, this week, the whole thing, you know that document I made this week?
Yeah.
Do you know how it took me so long?
Because it was a lot.
And I was like, it took me just a lot to organize everything. And I was like, that part is the part that people, they see on social media. And they don't. And it's weird because you know that. To get to a certain place or to achieve something, you have to do work. But people totally dismiss that.
We just see the outcome.
I do it too. Where I'm like, I want that. But you know, you don't know what that person has to go through or what they have been. Like, do you guys feel like you've ever struggled? Do you think you're a romanticizer? Do you feel like you have both feet on the ground? Do you feel like you're like, okay, I'm ready to get dirty and do what it takes to build this thing?
I think it fluctuates. Sometimes okay. I'm like, 100%. Yeah, you know, yeah. We've got to do the work. That's the only way we can yeah. it can happen. But then sometimes I'm like, seriously, like, do I really need to get my hands dirty? Like, you know, when we did that campaign for the breast cancer.
Oh yeah.
People loved the video. But you know the behind the scenes of us staying up at late at night.
Yeah, I even have to give credit to both of you because you both did the hard work.
Every time in my head, I kept saying
things like that.
Yeah, and I just wanted to keep like saying, "Oh, should we just pay someone to do this?" Yeah. Like, and we did actually reach out to people, but it was too expensive, so we had to do it ourselves. And I think that's kind of what brings me back down to reality. Just knowing that, look, we just can't. Maybe we can't afford it, or we don't have the time, or whatnot. So let's do it ourselves. And I think. Like I said, it just fluctuates. Sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, and then other times,
sometimes I get random like sporadic urges of energy to just do the sexy work at like midnight, and I'm like, I'm so tired, and then I get up the next morning, I don't have it no more. I'm like, why? Where did you go? Honestly,
that's me. I have random bursts of energy. So there's sometimes where I'm just like, oh, okay, let me engage with people. I'm in the zone now. Yeah, let me just keep doing it. Let me engage, because you know, like. Increasing our visibility of who She's in the Pod is on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
Other times I'm just like, I cannot be asked. Yeah. And look at the followers going down. I look at all of that and I just be like, oh,
how do you get through those moments though? Where do you just kind of like accept and you're just kind of like meh and wait for that moment to come back, that feeling, passion to come back, or how do you work through the moments where you just don't want to do it? You don't want to do the unsexy work.
I just kind of remember why I'm doing this. I take myself out of it. Yeah. And I'm like, look, this is a podcast. Mm. This is not just a podcast. This is a brand that we're building.
Oh, brand.
I can't just stop.
Yeah.
You know, I can't just quit just randomly. Yeah. Yes, I can have my low days, and then get back up. And then also, like I said at the beginning, I've got two other people who are also part of this as well. So I think that kind of what makes it a little bit easier, because if one of us is maybe not feeling it,
I think that's what's kept us, you know, because
100%. Honestly, if I was thinking about myself, I would have been done by now. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. You would have heard from me. A peek out of my podcast, bro.
That's why I do think there's strength and there's power when you're working with other people.
Yeah, 100%.
Like even the Bible says it, like, you know, two is better than one because you have strength when you're leaning on other people.
Exactly.
Like we have strength because we form a core.
There's days where Charlie's not feeling it. I'm like, girl, pull up your pants.
Exactly.
I'm not feeling it, or I'm like, guys, I'm not around today. Go on without me.
It's just
not it. So I've said that so many times that if this wasn't a group thing, this thing would have been done a long time.
But saying that, I do feel like it's also it depends on the type of people that we are as well.
That's true.
Because I know we're all very driven. We're all very ambitious, and we all put in the work. It might not be consistent all the time, but just overall, we all put in the work. If I was with two other people where it's very floppy and it's like, it wouldn't work. I know I have faith that if I just couldn't do something one day, I really like that.
Because it's true. I love that we're all very, very ambitious in our own ways. Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to quickly talk about this before we round up. The last bit, right, is building your brand. Like, what are the pros and cons of building your brand on social media? Because you can't not build a brand and not be a part of social media. Like, it's a must. Yeah. It's a must in this day and age. You have to.
One of the hardest things and the most discouraging things is, let's say you've been working on a great idea, and maybe you're procrastinating. And you just think, okay, I'm going to start next year, but I've got the idea. I've set up my Instagram page. I've got the idea.
Yep.
And then you see someone else come with the exact same thing.
Yeah. I'm like, the devil
and
is
before,
a liar.
And then before the end of the year, they've gotten 2,000 followers.
The feed.
Yeah. And you with your ideas, you then look like, oh, you've copied. Because we've had ideas.
You're the thief, girl.
Honestly, because we've had some ideas. Yeah. She's the Pod. We've had some great ideas. Yeah. Then we see another podcast do it, or just another brand do it, and we feel like, oh, now it's going to look like we're copying. Yeah. And it's usually
that's what I was saying, that you have to focus on your USP and who you're serving in that time. Because they could, even though they may be similar, or they're doing a similar thing, they're serving a whole different group of type of people. Mm. And the people are attracted to us for a reason. They're attracted to your brand. brand for a reason, and you have to keep that at the core. It is very discouraging because sometimes let's be honest, the you know, there's that part of us that wants to be the trailblazer, wants to be the first person to like do this and to do that. The trendsetters. That's the reality. Social media is a lot of it is about trendsetting. It is about, you know, that's how memes start. Yeah. That's how viral videos start. It's trendsetting. Yeah. Challenges start. It's trendsetting. So like, do you feel like, I 100% agree with you, Sade, but like, do you feel like it's hard as a brand to keep up with trends on social media and stay relevant? Because I think there's a difference between there's a difference between changing who you are and changing who you're serving, and then actually just kind of using what social media is and letting that work for you and your brand. Sometimes I see people and I'm like, oh, that doesn't really, it's not in line with who you are or what your tone is as a brand. Mm-hmm. But because it's the big thing to do right now, you're doing it. It just doesn't make sense. But I do think it's incredibly hard.
It is. Social media. It's hard. So hard. But do you know what? I feel like, for me personally, I'm very good at having my blinkers on.
Okay.
I'm not very that invested in social media. That's I'm good. Very much yeah. a yeah. post and go.
And that's a good approach to have.
Just because I cannot deal with that stress. And I think what's good, I mean, I used to really hate how busy I was before, but then sometimes I'm like, actually, I really do appreciate it because I just do the work and post.
And then go.
And a lot of brands, people compare, and that's natural. But I think it's just about kind of going back to, you know, knowing that you're setting your own, you're in your own lane basically, and you know, we have our own audience and believing in that audience that they will grow. Yeah. I think it's just the belief and just, you know, wanting to keep forward without kind of looking at everybody else.
You have to have the tunnel vision.
It's good to look. But then not too much.
No,
because you're right. It's good to look in small doses to get that bit of inspiration. Like, oh, that's a really good idea. You know, that's good. But yeah, no. It's focus on your lane.
So just lastly, like with that, how do you guys feel like, how do you stand out? Social media is so oversaturated. Thousands of people doing the same thing, releasing the same type of content. Like, do you stand out? How do you say, okay, I'm different and I'm, like, how do you do that?
Well, I think it's about being yourself, but then also keep on creating as well. Keep on brainstorming. If you see someone who's done something and you like it, see how you can make it a bit different according to what your brand is about.
It has to be relevant.
I love that. So that's the only way I can see it working without it looking like you've copied.
Also, I think this might be a different kind of perspective. I think a good way to stand out is really connecting with your audience.
100%.
Speak to them. Engage. That's the actually, core and be genuine. Don't just be like, like. Actually, if you have time, I think actually connect, respond. Like, you know, we're doing the dinner with three listeners. Things like that.
But that's what people want these days. Yes. People want that. People want to know, be able to know you personally. And I know it's a bit off topic, but I genuinely feel that's one of the reasons why people don't respect the royal family as much as they did. Because in the day and age, social media wasn't about, the royal family was seen as these people that were like, oh, these kind of people that you can't reach. Untouchables. Yeah. We want to be able to touch you now. Yeah. That's what people want.
That's why their relevance is going down. Did you hear that? There were literally complaints about the amount of footage about Prince Philip.
About how much it was covered.
There were thousands. And then people saying, boy, this generation is different to our parents. But it's true. Yeah. We are different but now. We want to
connect.
Social
media has allowed us to be able to say, no, even though you're this celebrity, I can touch you. They're on Instagram Live. They're just joking, laughing their friends. They're stuffing food in their face.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes us stand. I think that's what makes you stand out as a brand, you know.
That's a good 100%. Point.
So rounding up, just randomly, what advice would you give to those who are starting out a brand, trying to develop their brand and develop their USP? Like, what advice would you give, Jen?
Your blinkers on. I always say this. Put your blinkers vision. On. Have that tunnel vision. Yeah. But also, you know, be intentional about looking at what's happening. And like I said before, like, just
educate yourself
and, you know, seeing how that could work for you. But don't get discouraged if you see someone doing the 100%. Same thing as you. I mean, look at the TV channels. There's so many different TV channels most of them say the same thing, but
same places, that same burgers. There's Moolies.
They're all doing well. Literally.
There's PFC, there's Moolies, there's all these other same thing, but everyone has their one that they like specifically because for a certain reason, because you work on tailoring your experiences, your customer's experience as well. I think that's really important.
What about you, Bianca?
Why your goals? Like, before you run to colors and run to logos and run to setting up your Instagram pages and posting, that's great, but figure out your why, your goals, your company goals, your vision, your mission. Like, what is your why and what is your who? Or who is your who, rather. Like, you know, who is your who?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's really important. And then also, I think a key which Jen spoke about was, even if you're doing what you're doing by yourself, connect to people that are in the same industries as you. Connect to, see how you, what you can learn from people.
Yeah, learn.
See what you can, do your research, you know? Do your research about the industry you're going into, and connect to people. Again, if you feel like you genuinely don't have a certain talent or skill, then outsource. But when you connect to people, sometimes you never know what opportunities can come about with connecting. You may not have to pay certain prices or whatever. So work on connecting with people in the industries, or connecting with creatives that could, or people that you know could help to serve your brand.
And sorry, just one thing as well. Connect sideways as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Sorry. That's what I meant. I meant sideways.
Sideways, yeah.
That Issa Rae quote. Connect sideways, you know what I mean? I think that's important. Not just up, but sideways. So people who are just like you and people
love that.
Who are. Yeah, Sade?
I'm not gonna lie, a combination of both of you. Literally, because I was gonna say, you know, your why, do your research, and just try and be as original as you can.
Yeah,
because copying, people can see through it.
And so. and most importantly, like Jen said, is the tunnel vision. You have to have that, because you're not always gonna feel like it.
You're not always gonna be on a peak. You're not always gonna be like, yay, oh my gosh, she's in a posh, she's in a posh. Sometimes. You're gonna be losing the followers. 100%. Sometimes you're gonna be getting no likes. Sometimes
I saw that
it's gonna
girl,
be dry.
Emma.
Yes.
Who said she posted to say that I think March she had like a drop of almost 50% of sales.
Oh, wow.
And she now like the sales have gone up. I think it was February or March, and how she's made
she's
a lot again.
That is very
but
real.
She was, you know, she posted that, and that's just the realities of
the reality,
you figure out what went wrong where, and then that happens. So
you
I think it's important.
And,
important to just not be discouraged by those days.
Yeah.
But guys, we thank
you so much
for joining us, and we will see y'all in 2 weeks' time. We're back to bi-weekly episodes now.
Yes, we are.
So we'll see you in 2 weeks' time, and we hope you enjoyed. Comment, let us know. Even if you have any other questions about branding or how we've done things, like anything related to this episode today, DM us, email us. You know how to get a hold of us. Sade, your famous line.
Leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Please and thank you. We love you.
Love you. Bye, girls.
Bye. Bye.